Welcome to the Get Up Podcast. Bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a bag of salt for your sidewalk right in the middle of a winter storm, baby. Woo! Fear slashing, goal smashing, thugging, bugging, banging, slanging, vicious, and delicious, baby. We are back. Season two, the first episode of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasts. When you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, personal growth, possibilities, baby. That's what we do here. Get Up Army. We are a year deep. I salute you. I'm your host, Mark Hayford, and you are beautiful out there. Get Up Army. We are on 10 platforms wherever you listen to your podcasting, like Overcast, Spotify, Google, Apple Podcast, Radio Public, and we are in 40 different countries, right? From guys, look, I don't even understand it. It's blowing my mind. 40 countries. Thank you so much for having my back like I got yours as we just tiptoe through the tulips here at the very beginning of 2022. Yes, indeed. Hey, let me tell you something. We're kicking off a new year. New year, new me? I don't know. But I will say we got some things to talk about. And we're this whole thing that we're putting together now is going to be unbelievable for this upcoming year. Some of the guests that are coming on, some of the topics we're going to be discussing, we're going to be breaking barriers, smashing the glass ceiling. All right. So you get ready. Hey, look, you know how this podcast is, 100 miles an hour, drinking out of the fire hose, baby. So come bubble wrap, keep your hands inside the vehicle and don't feed the animals. All right. I'm your host, Mark Hayford. Like I said, if you are on social media, so am I. So connect to me, Facebook, Insta, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter, right? Wherever you are, check out markhayford.com. We got three number one books out there. Get Up, encouraging you to attack life. 365 and Light Up the Darkness. And if you go to Audible, yo, Light Up the Darkness and Get Up are out there too. So what's up, fam? Hope everybody's doing great. I hope your new year is rocking so far. I hope you're looking forward to moving forward, right? That's what we need to do a little bit around here. We need to move forward and make some progress. Oh my goodness. Man, I'll tell you what, today is so January. where I live in Pennsylvania. Oof, open the door to let Tinkerbell. You know Tinkerbell. She's interrupted many a show here in the Get Up Studios in 2021. Look, you open the door, and when January just goes punches you right in the face, you're like, oh, okay, I understand. It's struggle's real. We're up on a struggle bus here with the weather, but I'm thinking palm trees need to be in my future sometime, somewhere in the planet. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hey, I want to talk about how you're being judged, how people are viewing you, how they're talking about you, and why you shouldn't give a crap, like even a little bit. Yeah. And I feel very strongly about this. I do lots of, over the past years, I've trained and spoke for businesses, sports teams, schools, and I find self-esteem plays such a big part. Too many people are worried about what other people are thinking of them. And a lot of people say, no, I don't care what people think. Well, you do, you know, somewhere in there you do. And if you really don't, then that's just a defense mechanism of why you say you really don't, right? Because we all have that in us. We all have that invisible sign that says, make me feel special. We all want to be liked. We all want to be loved. We all need community. I think if a global pandemic taught us anything, it taught us that. Some people more so than others, but it's interesting. You know, I'm going to refer to my last book, Light Up the Darkness. And there's some things here I want to talk about, right? So let me just, I'm going to pull this in here, man. I'm going to go to the chapter, page 111. If you got the book, it's key because every chapter is a key. There's 9 keys. So it's key 7, aka chapter 7. It's called Unrealistic. Get Crazy. And being unrealistic. I hate the word realistic. Be realistic. That's just a safety net so you can fail, right? I'm not saying be reckless, but what I am saying, page 113, if you want to create something that matters or make a statement or be the impact, then you have to rise above the norm. Creating something that matters, making a statement, being the impact just doesn't grow on trees. It's rare. And why is it rare? It's the same reason most kids won't raise their hands in class. It's exactly why many adults won't ask questions or speak up in a business meeting. You got to step out of the crowd. That judge-free zone, it's a farce. It doesn't exist. Like it or not, we are all, unfortunately, judging. And so many are worried about what will be thought or said about them. And I go on to talk about how it's extreme. It's extreme with young people. You know, the kids, the teens, what's being posted on social media, who's starting that snap or, you know, whatever about you. And it goes on. Too many people worry about what people are thinking. I know adults that do. I've had some conversations with people recently that have admitted that. People that are very self-confident people, they have, you know, great grooming, they're popular, they're beloved, they're successful. They're worried about what people think. It's really interesting, actually. You know, and the whole standing out thing, like you got to stand out. That's the paradox, right? Because if you stand out, now it's easy to be judged. If you just kind of sink back into the crowd, then that's when, you know, hey, you won't be judged. Maybe you'll be judged, the whole crabs in a bucket mentality, but you have a less chance of being judged. If you just sink back into the norm, like everybody else, just kind of, you know, shut up and go away. Because it's so easy. So easy. It's so interesting to me, you know, being a former football coach for years and years and years, how so many people can criticize the people on the field when they don't play, right? The people up in the stands are literally criticizing, oh, that guy sucks as a QB. He does? I don't know. He's on television. Well, he's terrible. Okay, but there's 8 billion people in the world, and he's one of 32 quarterbacks on TV right now. I mean, he's in the upper echelon, don't you think? Maybe he sucks compared to the other guy. But too many people are judging. Judge, judge, judge. Where's my gavel? Order in the court. Judging. And it doesn't matter. Fact is, it doesn't freaking matter. Oh, you know what I did? I just pounded and I set off Tinkerbell. And there's Tinkerbell's appearance. The favorite Hayford Pomeranian. Here, you hear this? You hear this? It's ridiculous. And she'll go on for 45 minutes. I thought I soundproofed this studio. I guess not. Anyway, so let's move forward with this. This whole judging thing, it's for real. It's unbelievable. It's a phenomenon that doesn't go away. It's biblical. It goes back to biblical times. You see people judging people all the time. Christ himself said to not judge. But we do. And we care when people judge us. It's crazy to me. Let's talk for a second about Albert Einstein. Why? Why do we want to talk about it? Well, I mean, here's the thing, right? Einstein, you know, crazy hair, right? Yes. A scientist, physicist, freaking genius, a phenom. And, you know, look, the internet is a cesspool of misinformation. We're in the information age, but it's like, you know, the more that you have access to things, the more things can go awry. Don't believe everything you read on the internet, said Abraham Lincoln. See what I'm saying? And I saw this that was going around. I'll post it on my socials later over the weekend. It talks about Albert Einstein. And now, listen, I don't know if this is true or not, because with the quotes and the things, and if I learned anything about writing 3 books, it's after you go through rounds of editing, you better make sure that your quotes are who quoted them and who said what, because a lot of those quotes that are out there are BS. So I don't know if this is an actual quote. It doesn't really matter. What matters is the message here. It says, Albert Einstein once wrote on a chalkboard, 9 times 1 is 9. 9 times 2 is 18. 9 times 3 is 27. On and on and on. He goes, 9 times 9 is 81. 9 times 10 is 91. Suddenly, chaos erupted in the classroom because Einstein made a mistake. Obviously, the correct answer to 9 times 10 isn't 91. And all his students ridiculed him. Okay. Dude's a physicist, all right? People make mistakes. But his students, all right, are ridiculing the teacher. And Einstein waited for everyone to be silent. And he said, quote, according to this meme, despite the fact that I analyzed 9 problems correctly, no one congratulated me. But when I made 1 mistake, everyone started laughing. This means that even if a person is successful, society will notice his slightest mistake, and they'll be like that. So don't let criticism destroy your dreams. The only person who never makes a mistake is someone who does nothing, 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 nothing. And that is so freaking true. So I don't know if Albert, good old Al, A.E., Mr. Einstein, actually said that. But the only person who never makes a mistake is someone who does nothing. I preach failing forward all the time. You're going to screw up. You're going to fall on your face. You're going to fall on your rear. But that's get up. You're going to fall, but get up, right? Unbelievable. And too many times, again, those people up in the stands, they want to criticize the people that are down there on the field. I'm encouraging you to get on the field. Hop the fence if you have to. Come onto the field with me. Get down here. There's people that just want to see me suck. They want me to screw up. They want me to fail. They don't like the idea that I have a podcast or have a book or whatever. Yes, the Get Up Army supports the message and me, and thank you. But there's people, and some of those people are close, probably to you too, right? You got people in your, I don't know, inner circle, but in your circles. You know they talk about you. You know they're judging you. You know that, you know, they may clap for you and put the smile on, but are they really supporting you? You know, pay attention to who's clapping for real. And pay attention to the people who are supporting you when you're not on top. You know, it's interesting. When Get Up dropped and that hit number one on Amazon, you'll know how many freaking people reached out to me. Congratulations, I always knew you'd make it. Make what? Wrote a book. I'm going to go do the dishes when it's done, right? But, yo, you made it. You know, I remember when you were a kid and wait, you don't talk to me. I didn't even know we were connected out here on Facebook or something. Wait, you know who I am? Oh, okay. And then they go away. I'm not saying, you know, it's not nice to get the support. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is when, you know, hey, when you're doing great, you know, everybody's going to congratulate you. Do some of them really mean it? And then when you're not doing great, well, hey, that's when it shows, you know, when the real people are there supporting you, that small percentage. I have some more to say here. We're going to take a quick break, because I have some more thoughts on the haters and the people that are judging you. And I'll give you a little statistic, which kind of blew my mind. Not kind of, it did blow my mind when I heard it. I was very surprised to know, you know, in this microwave, scrolling, swiping, TikTok, instantaneous gratification society that we're in, that the actual stat of what I'm going to tell you. So let's just chill so we can pay the bill, and everybody sit tight for 30 seconds while you hear how amazing Anchor Podcast is. Boom! Back, Jack. Hottest podcast in the history of podcast. You're talking mindset, attitude, positivity. What? Come at me, bro. Hey, so you're beautiful people. Okay. When you are on your Instagram, your Facebook, and you have, now listen, I know you're at least on a Facebook, because you know how I know? Because my mom, hi mom, I don't know if mom's going to hear this, but mom's on Facebook. And if my mom's on Facebook, my mom doesn't drive. My mom doesn't freaking text message. I think my mom has a flip phone. Okay. When I talk to her sometimes, it sounds like she's under a pot of boiling water. I'm like, is this an alien abduction, or are we having a phone call here? What is, I got to call you back on your landline. Okay. So if, so if my mom has a Facebook page, I know at least you have something. Maybe you have Instagram. Maybe you text at the very least. Okay. But you're somewhere out there. And most of these, even LinkedIn has stories, right? And here's this crazy math for you. What we found out is that it takes 0.8, not even a full second, okay? 0.8 of a second for your brain to decide whether you're going to watch or you're going to swipe and just move on with your life. That's nuts. Like, you're not even consciously making the decision. It's already embedded in your subconscious mind there, the paradigm you're in. You know, it's whether you're interested or not, no matter what it is. And you're judging. And you're judging off your mind's algorithm. And so many people judge. And they judge you and they judge me. and they're talking about you. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Let's do this. I'm gonna clear your mind. Clear your mind. I want to do a little. We're gonna do a word association. Okay. So here we go. Clear your mind. And I'm gonna say a name. And I want you to say the first word that you think of when I say this name. Ready? Okay. Deep breath. Blow it out. Okay. Here's the name. Tom Brady. Okay. So unless you're a Patriots fan, New England Patriots, for American football, because I know we have listeners all over the world. And if you are a Tampa Bay Buccaneers American football fan, maybe you say champion, maybe you say winner, maybe you say, you know, whatever. Some people would say cheater, crybaby, entitled, brat, spoiled, whatever. Okay. I wrote about this in Get Up. You know, it's that whole everybody loves a winner. Yeah. No, they don't. Misery does love company. Not everybody loves a winner. That sounds great. The fact of the matter is that everybody loves a underdog and everybody loves a winner until the winner wins too much. Then it's like share the wealth. So Tom Brady's journey, he was a backup. He was so down the totem pole. Like he was like the sixth round of whatever. They said he was unathletic. They said he, you know, he his body type was not the prototype of an athlete. He was slow. But he got drafted by the New England Patriots, and he was a backup. Until the starting quarterback got injured. And it was like, well, that's it. There goes the season. It's like the middle of the season. But we got this guy, Tom Brady. And Tom Brady came in, and Tom Brady became Tom Brady. And he won the first Super Bowl against then, I think it was 2001, it was against the greatest show on turf. The greatest show on turf. It was, Kurt Warner has a movie now, all right, about it. And they were the highest scoring offense of all time. And they had Torrey Holt and they had Kurt Warner and they had, you know, this is everybody. And here's the thing, Tom Brady comes in and beats him. And it was unbelievable. What an underdog story. Everybody loved the Patriots. And the Patriots went back to the Super Bowl, American football, the next year. And they win again. And I don't think they make it the next year. And then like the third trip that they go. And they won three in like 4 years or something like that. It was like, wow. And then now we're not cheering for Tom Brady's. Maybe he wins too much. Well, Tom Brady's won like, what, seven Super Bowls, is it? Seven? I think it's seven. I think he won six with the Patriots and he won one with the Bucks. And guess what? They're in the playoffs this weekend coming up. They're in the top eight. If they get through this weekend, they'll be in the final four. I don't know if that's going to happen. There's lots of injuries on that team. But now you're looking at, again, the greatest of all time, the GOAT. So people respect him. But on that journey to where he had to break through, they didn't know who he was. Then they loved him. Then they didn't like him. Then they hated him. Because he won too much. And you know, people say, oh, well, the way he won, whatever. Don't be angry at people's success. Don't be the hater. Someone said to me, they asked me, and they said, how do you just do what you do? How do you just put your stuff out there on social media? How do you post whatever? You know, how do you do your shows and you know, or get up and talk in front of people? I mean, aren't you, you know, worried, paraphrasing, but aren't you worried about what people might think? Okay, no, I'm not worried about what, you know, it's not too much that makes me worry. And I definitely don't worry about what people think of me. And they said, okay, well, how does that work? And I said, well, first of all, you know, to quote Gary V, it's four words. I'm going to die. Right? We all are. I don't know anybody that's gotten out alive. Not personally, anyway. And if they have, please send them to me. They'd be a great guest for an upcoming episode. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be a day where you're going to hear this and I won't be here anymore. And our lives are like that, right? Just a vapor. Well, am I going to not play all out because of what could happen or what someone might think? Listen, there's somebody that can't stand my guts. There's people that heard the first intro, the boom, 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 and all the crazy over the top, and they clicked off. You didn't. You're still here. Thank you. I appreciate you. We're a good fit. We're friends. Serious. Right? You speak your truth, your language, your people are going to come. Your tribe's going to come. You're going to be surrounded by the people that speak your language. You got to be true to yourself. And you can't hold back. You can't give a crap about people. If you're constantly in, Steve Jobs said it. He said, if you want to make people happy, go sell ice cream. I love it. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have to not to want make to make people. Yeah. Yeah. Hello. Easy for you to say. Hi, author, speaker. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't want to have people pleased with you or happy with you, but that shouldn't be the goal and the objective. It should be to live your life, to uplift others, to do something that's going to count for you, your family, for your legacy. When I'm gone, the books are here, the podcasts are here, whatever. And hopefully it's going to help someone. That's why we do it. Let's leave this place better than how we found it. I can't waste my time worrying about what Timmy thinks or this high school kid clowning on me on Snap or, you know, Insta. I don't care. I don't care. If they're not talking about me, I'm not doing a good enough job, right? Yeah. Come on. So, you know, this whole judgment-free zone thing, it doesn't exist. And it's so boring if everybody is exactly the same and playing it safe. And I literally said that in a Catholic school one time. I was trying to make this point. I said, how boring would it be if everybody looked the same, if everybody talked the same, if everybody dressed the same? Well, they're all dressed the same. They're in a Catholic school. Yeah. So there's that. But here's the thing. Man, I know as we wrap this, I it's just a gentle reminder as we're cruising into 2022 in the roaring 20s here, you know, you're going to have opportunities that are going to come up and you're going to have ways that you can win. And it's not going to happen if you're holding back for the fear, false evidence appearing real of what someone's going to say or think. Because here's the thing. When you are a multi-millionaire, when you are a world champion, when you are the greatest of all time, when you're married to Giselle, they're still going to talk about you, aka Tom Brady. He doesn't care. You may not have Tom Brady money. Most people don't. But that's not the point. The point is you got to do you, boo. Okay? Do you, boo. You do it. You need to. You owe it to yourself. The more you hold back, the more we miss out on the awesome of you. So I don't care if you're that high school kid. I don't care if you're the professional that's driving on the way to the board meeting. I don't know if you're the person that's listening somewhere in Mexico. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is step up, show out. You owe it to yourself. That's going to be living your best life. So get out of those stands up there and pointing the fingers and eating the popcorn and watching everybody get on this field, playing, getting their jerseys dirty, getting in the game, getting knocked down and getting back up. That's where the magic happens. That's what it's about. I don't know what that looks like for you, but I found any time that I've had quote unquote success, it's going the other way. It's stepping out. It's doing what I can do to be true to who I am. So here's a reminder to not get in your head too much, to just do you. And no matter what, no matter how great, no matter how successful, no matter how amazing, no matter how horrific, crappy, lackluster, it doesn't matter. They're going to talk anyway. So give them something to talk about. When they're going to judge you, make them give you an A. You feel that? I do. This is episode 1. This is season 2. We've been doing the Get Up podcast for years. Since 2019, there's hundreds and hundreds of Get Up podcasts somewhere out there in the world on SoundCloud. But right now, on these 10 platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Anchor, Breaker, Castbox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, We're going to be going hard this year. I have some amazing guests coming up, and I'm excited to showcase a lot of mindset, attitude, and positivity that can help you live the best life yet. Keep your head up and stay encouraged. There's much to live for, and you have a place in that. Hey, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys, and I'm always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford.